Your heart beats faster and faster.
Location. We're about to go dark, folks, so hold on to your hat. This is the Ghostman Demon Hunter Show.
Oh, that's right. Not only are we live, well, every week we're live, but this week we're extra live because we're here with the dead.
Hey, gang, we are live in, well, we're outside a studio. We're on remote location, but we are in the chat room, and we'll be here all night long.
Yeah, that's right. We won't have the phones on tonight, but you can log into that chat room by going to our website at www.ghostanddemon.com.
And this is the Ghostman Sean B.
And that would make me Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter.
Hold on, I had to take a drink there, guys. This is the Saturday, December 6th special broadcast from Whispers Estate.
Great, Sean.
Thank you.
Can I have a drink?
Yeah, you can have one.
Okay.
Hold on.
You ready?
What was it? Dos Equis!
All right. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show is independently produced by Nathan Schoonover and Sean Burris. It's broadcast live on OmniSound, KarmaCast, and Planet Paranormal Radio, and is recorded for Para-X Radio and the Black Vault Radio Network.
Okay, guys, get ready. Tonight's guest, this is crazy. You guys know we're on location. We told you about it for weeks, so get ready. Tonight's guest, Bonnie Jo from Ghostly Talk Radio, Amanda Fultz from Shadows Paranormal. It's a new Rocky ghost hunting group from Indiana, my favorite state in the whole wide world. Then, a little bit later, possibly the ghost, Rachel, and many, many more spectral guests tonight live from Whispers Estate.
Oh, Sean, that sounds great. And you know what else?
Mm-mm.
He had to take a drink, right?
What is it? Dos Equis! Dos Equis!
The first time we're face-to-face in months, and I didn't even look over to see that he had a
I'm tearing my notes up!
A mouthful of booze. Sean, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show is beyond the normal broadcast, and it starts right now.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Original Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your host for tonight's show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
That's right.
Hey guys, welcome back, listeners around the world. Thanks for joining us on another great episode, what's sure to be another great episode of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Well, let's hope it's a great episode, Sean. Let's hope it is. We are in a different location.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
We are, actually. Yeah, go ahead, explain.
Have
it
another
to
Dos Equis there, Sean. Not only are we not in the G&D studios,
nope.
We are in the Ghostman and Demon Hunters, one of their favorite places to be, Whispers Estate.
Whispers!
And, you know, a lot of weird stuff goes on here, and let's just hope none of that weird stuff goes on with our equipment, because already once tonight, just because I had to set things up differently, I made a little mistake, and we started a few minutes later than usual.
Right. Well, we got Bonnie Joe from Ghostly Talk Radio. She is live in the chat room. She's monitoring it right now. So let us know if you're hearing us, because the spooks out here at Whispers might play little pranks on our soundboard or sound equipment right now. So we want to know that you guys are we're getting out around the world, the UK, Ireland. We've got all kinds of special
We got, you know, I did. The list is out in my car, Sean.
Yeah,
of all the
go
great people that listen to...
go right now. Go get it.
No, Bonnie Joe. No, that would be Bonnie Joe of Ghostly Talk and right. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter's favorite support ho sitting there. In
you
the
said ho. Day. You can't say ho on the radio. You can't say it.
Actually, say it. Sean, if
yeah, you can.
If you ever actually took the time
yeah, you can.
To look at the list of things that you're allowed to say and not allowed to say, it'll all be good.
Okay.
But she's sitting over there and...
She's pretty, too. She's wearing a Ghostman and Demon Hunter show
I believe it says
Ghostly Talk. Oh, Sean.
What's Ghostly Talk?
That's okay. Right? Everybody else confuses us for Ghostly Talk, too. So why shouldn't you,
especially
Sean?
Especially newspapers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because I got the call from Jarrett Marshall, and we were talking about Whispers of State. And, of course, our good friend of the show, Jarrett Marshall, he is back. Guys at Whispers of State, that's www.whispersofstate.com, and he's back.
You know, Sean, it's radio. Nobody can see those hand movements.
Hey, that's how I roll. That's how I do it in the studio, whether you guys are here or not. That's how I do it. Guys, I like to play with my hands a lot. A lot.
Oh, Sean.
And myself.
Someone's got to.
That's all right. I got to keep myself company through the night. That's how I get down, guys. But, hey, we are live. Guys, this is our Christmas treat to our listeners, Demon Hunter.
Boy, you're a cheap gift giver there, aren't you? It wasn't cheap. I drove from Connecticut to come out here to Whispers in Indiana.
Dos Equis.
So that we could do the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show live from this spot. I was actually going to fly, but you know what? It's not always easy to get an airplane ticket in the middle of December, apparently.
The Ghostman and Demon Hunter Studios airline doesn't run all the time where we need it to go. You know what I'm saying? There's always lots of people, and sometimes we get bumped.
So if you're an airline out there that wants to support the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, if you want to sponsor us and provide us with free tickets to anywhere we go, we'd love that. Let us know. That would be www.ghostanddemon.com.
And we do travel naked. We travel naked, so if that's okay.
Don't worry, you won't see much.
We're actually naked right now at Whispers of State. This is the first time.
Oh, Sean.
It's kind of cold. It's kind of cold.
You're lying, Sean.
It must be really cold in here. That's all I'm saying.
She's talking about Nathan, folks, because you know it's not me.
Nathan will tell you right out, Nathan ain't naked, so... hey, Bonnie Joe, is anybody in the chat room there? Anybody?
I think you may be having problems with the chat room right now, because it won't load.
What do you mean
it won't load?
Nope.
That's
won't load.
Not
stop
good.
Throwing stuff at
I'm
me.
I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue. It's going to get worse. We've got
Stacey,
2 hours.
Give me my purse. I'm
Sean,
see
it's your computer there. Why don't you give Bonnie Joe a hand there to try and see?
I'm pretty sure
Bonnie Joe, give me a hand
the chat.
Real quick.
Well, I'm sure you know how to load the chat. I'm wondering if it's maybe a problem with his computer.
She's got it all messed up here, Demon Hunter. Let me fix this, guys.
I think it's Sean having messed up the computer in the past.
No, it kicked everyone out, and now it won't load.
Oh, boy. You know, that's part of the fun of,
close. Yeah.
Of, doing a live show, I guess, Sean. But, we are live. We're on Comicast. We're on Omnisound. At least we hope we are, because now we can't ask anybody if we are. Oh, Sean.
I don't have my bells. Ding, ding, ding!
All of a sudden, I'm really missing the bells in the fart machine.
In my
Sean,
fart machine.
I really am.
Don't worry. He may, you know, we did go have Mexican food earlier.
Oh that's right. We did have Mexican food.
That was terrible. No, but our friends that we met today from Shadows Paranormal Group here in Indiana, the new rocket group that I told you about from Indiana, the Shadows Paranormal, they were here. They took us out to this taco place, and that's what you guys got to
taco thank. Place. It's a Mexican restaurant.
Right? Right, a Mexican restaurant. But you got to thank the Shadows Paranormal Group because I have indigestion now. So if I'm acting weird.
Indigestion.
Yeah.
And that will make you act weird? No, you're weird all the time, dear.
You know what? I'm sick of your attitude already.
And you're going to do what?
Can you guys fill in while I'm trying to do this, please? You know, our guest.
All you have to do is pop it up and see that it doesn't load, which I already told you.
Listen, nobody wants to hear your attitude right now.
That's okay, Bonnie Joe. Nobody wants to hear Sean either, but it's part of the problem of having him on the show. Anyway, Sean, where are we? Where are we? What are we doing here? What is it we're looking for?
Well, Demon Hunter, let me tell you all about it. We are in beautiful Mitchell, Indiana, and we are at the beautiful Whispers of State. It's a Victorian home that sits out here. It's a bed and breakfast. Our good friend of the show, Jarrett Marshall, he owns the place, guys. And he's out here. This is a rocking place to be. This is where it happens. The dead speak. You don't need your audio recorders, guys. I mean, they just come right to you. They sit down next to you. They slap you on the butt. And they say, hey, we're here. We're here to stay. We're happy. And that's it.
You're having a different kind of experience than I am.
Yeah, Omnisale must be down. Our chat room must be down. I'm not picking it up here.
Oh.
God, if only I could have told him that.
Yeah. Well, that was a Ghostly Talk opinion, so we had to get a second one.
Guys, mm-hmm. So. Yeah, because anyone would take your opinion over mine.
So, anyway, Sean, why don't you turn that back over to Bonnie and pay attention to the microphone now.
I don't want to. The microphone looks boring. It's gray. It's got a lot of stuff.
You know, our listeners are on the other side of that microphone, Sean. Stop calling our listeners boring.
No, ladies, our listeners are great. I love our listeners.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize for Sean Burris's
talking
boring there. And
the comments of Sean Burris do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
That's a little better now. Sean, I would like to say before we get started about talking about this place, it's not very often that we get together.
No.
It's not very often that we sit down at the same table.
Never happens. Record.
And yeah. I have to say, from sitting here and working this board and watching the levels go up and down while you speak,
yeah,
you are a board ops nightmare.
A board ops nightmare.
You really are. I set your levels, and yeah, you lean back in your chair.
Absolutely.
And then I set my levels again.
Can
and
you hear me now?
And you
can
yell you at the top of your voice.
See? That's so what I do. It's a stress, too.
Board ops nightmare.
I cuss, too. It's real hard to keep it,
on
the air.
So. Get that little beep sound out there. But other than that, I love you, Sean. I love being here with you.
In a sexual way, or is it...
And we'll be taking Sean's mic off now, and...
Hey, it's Whispers of State. Anything goes, guys. I mean, I've been out to this place.
God bless.
6 or 7 times, right?
Four.
It's been a,
Four.
It's four?
Yeah.
4 times, Bonnie says.
Do you want me to name them for you?
And the times that I've been out here, I've always met Jarrett Marshall. And, of course, there was a black period there where Jarrett didn't get in contact with anybody. He was on a mission. He was like that guy from Kung Fu. I think he was barefoot, and he had a knapsack, and he was kind of cruising the earth. He was trying to find reason for, you know, what's going on here at Whispers of State. But he got it all going on. He's back here at Whispers of State. All I got to say is, young grasshopper, we're so glad to have you back, Jared. That's you guys don't. It's grasshopper. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Sean.
Nobody can feed off that. We're supposed to be
funny. We're just
funny
waiting for something funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying. Have we got any comedians in the house?
Try tonight? A little harder. I'm sure you hear that a lot.
So. But guys, once again, and you guys have heard me talk about this all the time, Whispers of State, I love the place. We are here in beautiful Mitchell, Indiana. And, of course, you know that's the Ghost Man's hometown, Indianapolis, Indiana. And this is my state, and we found this little gem called Whispers of State, www.whispersofstate.com. And I've never been to a place in 12 years of ghost hunting that has allowed me to hear the things that I've heard while I've been out here at Whispers. And that's why me and Demon Hunter, we played the audio from a year and a half ago.
That's right.
Or actually a year ago. This is almost the anniversary of the time I got the audio last year, I think.
It was November.
And thanks, Bonnie. Thanks.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. Thanks. Bonnie's checking the stats. Apparently, it was November when we did that. But we did come out here, guys. Some amazing things happen at Whispers of State. A lot of times, ghost hunters, you go out with your EVP, you go out with your, Dos Equis! But you go out with your recorder, and you try to pick up EVP, electronic voice phenomena, and you have to listen to it a little bit later. But here at Whispers of State, it just comes out. The dead walk with you. They talk with you. They sit on your bed at night, and we're going to share some stories with you guys because we have been here for you Friday night. We've been here the night before. We slept here. We braved this for our listeners, Demon Hunter.
Yeah, Sean. It's a place everybody wants to get to. We braved it. That's right.
We braved it for you guys to bring you the very best, and I got to tell you, the dead are speaking. We're going to get to that a little bit later, but... right now, I want to go to our eye in the sky, I guess. Bonnie Joe, right? Bonnie Joe, what's your weigh-in?
Why am I your eye in the sky?
Are you
because of Dos Equis, Bonnie, because of Dos Equis. It's apparently...
not Dos Equis. Dos Equis.
Okay.
Oh, my God, what are you going to ask me?
Dos Equis.
What are you going to... Sean, the silence on the air just doesn't work, Sean. What was your question for Bonnie? You said you were going to her. What are you asking her?
Well, if you quit interrupting me, I will go ahead and
go out
with
this question. I think it was Dos Equis that interrupted you, Sean.
Bonnie, what do you think of Whispers of State thus far?
Oh, I hate it.
You hate it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's wrong with it?
Jared just tells all these stories. Yeah. It makes me laugh until I cry.
Right.
It's painful.
It is.
I hate it. No, I love it.
Jared's
got a
tight package.
It's beautiful.
He does have a very tight rear.
I can attest to that. He's got buns of steel. I don't know.
He's got like the James Dean hair going. It's kind of flapped over.
He does something. I'm pretty sure you could bounce a quarter off his hiney.
I just want to put butter on him, you know, and watch him dance around.
Maybe bite it a little bit. I don't know. It's kind of crazy, but, it's...
See?
Much like any other time that we come here, we always have a good time, and Jared is... It's trying to load.
Yeah.
Jared is very entertaining and a gracious host.
Gracious.
And he makes sure that everyone feels welcome.
Right.
And, I think we've never left disappointed thus far.
Well, I would have to agree with Bonnie Demon Hunter. Every time we've been out here, guys, we've had something happen. And that's another positive that I was talking about with Whispers Estate because, oh, my God, he just cracked something open, but it wasn't alcoholic beverage, guys, so.
No, because I'm doing a radio show. I would never drink while I was doing a radio show.
Oh, shut up.
And, folks, I get drunk for you every Sunday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's what I do for you guys.
So what makes this Saturday special, Sean?
I get drunk on Saturday.
Well, it's for them. It's for our Saturday listeners. Show.
But, guys, anyway, we're... I digress.
Use your words.
We are here at Whispers Estate. We are in this house, guys. We're sitting in the Victorian dining room. Victorian.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry you can't be here tonight.
I'm sorry.
This would be so much funnier if you were watching TV. Because Sean...
If they were watching TV?
Yes.
Rather than listening...
I think Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is on right now.
Right now, I think Rudolph is on. You might catch Frosty right after that. Go watch Frosty, because this is... if we were on TV and you were watching us there, because Sean is more entertaining this evening just watching him.
Yeah.
I'm about to take my earphones off and just sit back and watch the show.
I want to be a dentist! Remember that?
He kind of wanted to watch Sean last night, too. I thought it was a little creepy, but,
He was in his underwear dancing around the pole, so...
To explain for our listeners around the world, in the UK and Ireland and everywhere, right, Demon Hunter? We can't... get those names out from the places they're listening because you left them in the car.
Well, I can tell you that in Montreal, Canada, we had one of the largest listening groups we've had in a long time this week.
Hey!
why are you wearing
like
it?
The show, what's
with
eh?
What's with the toque inside there, Sean?
Hey!
But
that's all I know. It's
Quebec,
all Canadian.
Canada. We had a huge jump in our listeners in China.
Hello, China.
Yeah. In Singapore and Bangkok, don't make any
sense. Bangkok, we've made it. I want that T-shirt made up. We're huge in Bangkok.
You know, what's really upsetting me is I can't remember the name right now, but I finally found the name of the town where our listeners are in Australia that we've been trying to track them down for years.
Because you've been doing the show for many, many moons.
Yeah. What's the name of the Indians in Australia? What are we talking about?
They are not Aborigine. I found out they're opal miners down there. So,
but it sounds better to say Aborigine.
Not when you say it when you've had 12 Dasekis. It sounds great.
It hasn't been 12 Dasekis.
Oh, my God, I'm in the chair.
Right? Actually, I'd like to give a shout-out to Dasekis beer for the show tonight. And I'd also like to give a shout-out for Michelob Pale Ale because it's helped me through the night.
One or the other, Sean.
Yeah, no, I got to pick both of them. They've been both equally great, and I just want to put that out there to everybody.
So
go
whatever,
try it out.
Whatever is great, you pick as many as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work with your girlfriends, mm-hmm. too?
Oh, well, you know. Damn. He doesn't really have that many options.
All my girlfriends love Dos Equis.
Yeah, that look just doesn't tell me that.
Actually, my girlfriend's in the house tonight,
I think
guys.
She might like Dos Equis more than you right now.
Well, Sean,
Dos Equis.
We've been going around the round table here, listening to you.
Listen to me, basically. You guys laughing at me.
Hey,
why don't you guys come up with something?
Why don't you give us one of the stories for this evening, one of our news stories?
You know what, Demon Hunter? I don't want to at this point, so I'm going to leave. I got to go to the toilet because we were doing Mexican food earlier, and I got bubble guts. But I am going to braid this for you guys. But do you remember, Demon Hunter, a couple weeks ago we spoke of
Managate. No one
Managate.
Can hear the show, by the way.
Huh?
No one can hear the show, by the way.
No one can hear the show.
No one can hear the show. That's great. That's great. That's great. Well, we're being recorded. We're being recorded, so that's...
Well, Sean, why don't you go do one of those news reports, and I'll go call our broadcasters. Type in there for them to try player number 2, because that's KarmaCast. That should be coming out live.
It's coming out live, guys, on KarmaCast. We're getting recorded, so you'll probably have to listen to it on download, but you'll get live a little bit later. But Managator is back in the news, Bunny Joe.
I can't believe it.
You can't believe it?
No.
This was a couple weeks ago I spoke about Managator. Do you remember this guy? We had the investigator on the show.
You've got to stop poking me.
The Bigfoot hunter, he was on the show, and he checked out Bigfoot, uh-huh. He checks out Managator, mm-hmm. the lizard guy, mm-hmm. all these people, mm-hmm. and he was on a case checking out Managator while he was on our show. He talked uh-huh. about a car that hit a Managator, possibly might have wounded him, but Managator crawled off into the swamps, and mm-hmm. They might have found us. But anyway, we got a story about Managator sets his sights on Lohan. This is Lindsay Lohan.
No,
this happened. This happened. Don't laugh. Ready?
Okay.
Ready? What?
No, go ahead.
There can't be whispering in the studio, guys, but Managator has tossed Paris aside for a new overexposed celebrity. Although reported to be dating the recently single Paris Hilton, it appears that Managator has set his reptilian sights on the newest rumored single lady, Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay began seeing British DJ Samantha Ronson, I hope I said that right, Ronson, this past year. While the press speculated on the nature of their relationship for some time, Lohan has recently been very open about the two being in love. But recent reports, Bonnie, uh-huh. of the Lindsay and Sam seeking couples counseling has led some to believe that relationship is on its way out.
Uh-oh.
And the Managator has spotted his way in. While unaware of Ellen DeGeneres' preferences when he courted her, which, of course, she
right.
came out and she said she was a...
She came out a while ago.
She was a lesbian American.
And, apparently, so am I.
Right. Her preferences when he courted her, he has only been further tempted by Lindsay's bisexuality and believes he can turn her... to his interspecial ways. Those are big words, guys, what I've been drinking all night. Managator has been showing up at Sam's DeJing nights wearing his own special swamp brewed cologne, a mixture of rotting vegetation and moonshine. I love the guy already. Thus far, his efforts to persuade Lindsay have been moot, as evidenced by her latest Facebook post, says, just to clear this up, because I have been getting a lot of emails asking me this question. Hold on, guys. I've got to turn the page. Managator and Lindsay Lohan are not getting together.
I leave the room for 2 minutes. You're on Lindsay Lohan?
Right.
Hell, well, you know, he's got to take his chances when he can.
And Lindsay says, I know what was published, but I did not make out with him last night.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
He got kicked out after like 5 minutes because he bit a bouncer. So she's so over him, man. And she's so over half men, too. But it says, take care, XXLL, from Lindsay Lohan.
That's
so,
the most pathetic story I think I've ever heard.
No, that's the Managator. He went for Ellen DeGeneres. We read that story a couple weeks back on the Ghostman Demon Hunter show. And now all of a sudden he's going for Lindsay Lohan. So
here we are in Whispers of State, Sean, and I just ran out to make a call. All our broadcasting systems should be up now. Everybody should be able to hear us
going.
They
can hear you now.
Okay, cool. And
can you hear me now?
When I came back in, I got hit with a whiff of a huge smell of aftershave.
It's really? About time someone else got hit with it.
And apparently, just outside, right next to our studio, where we're broadcasting, and in the room next door, is full of the smell of aftershave right now. And the story behind that is that the doctor who used to own this house, you can smell his aftershave at times. And I'll tell you, I smelt it when I just walked back in the room. And that's a pretty big positive there, since I was able to smell anything over Sean when I walked in the room. So
it's getting revved up, guys. See, that's where it always started, Demon Hunter. It starts with the doctor, Dr. Gibbons, John Gibbons. Used to own this house, and he had the practice down here in the bedrooms, guys, which is right behind me and Demon Hunter and Bon Joe. And this was his operating room, his medical office, everything. And he seems to like women, because you get this smell of this, like, the old aftershave your grandpa used to use, where you mix it with cream, you put it on your face, it gets so strong, the girls are crying. I mean, the tears come from their eyes, snot from their nose.
Like I said, it smells more than Sean. So, yeah, that's real strong. Hey, can we set the mood in here a little bit? We got the lights of the computers and everything. Can we turn the lights down here a little bit and see if we can't tempt the sound of the spirits to come down a little bit more to where we are here? They don't have to go off. They can just go down.
Ooh, Sean, stop touching me there.
Yeah, see? You turn the lights down, you never know what happens. But guys, I'm going to keep reading you news stories, even though Demon Hunters requested for the lights be turned down. This might be bad for my eyes, but Sherlock Holmes set, guys, haunted. Okay, this was written by Kristen Hunt, and that comes from the Time News. Recent setbacks have prompted the crew to wonder if a poltergeist is in their midst. Guy Ritchie, Sherlock Holmes, may be able to claim all kinds of stuff with the Omen, Rosemary's Babies, and Superman. Reports allege that the set may be cursed. The rumors started when star Robert Downey Jr. was knocked out while filming a fight scene with a seven-foot wrestler. Guys, I'm trying real hard for you now. A source said Robert was accidentally caught on the chin by a thundering hook. He went flying and was out cold. He later received 6 stitches in his mouth from a nurse on the set of Chatham Dockyard in Kent. According to the UK paper, because we got big fans in the UK, we love you, UK, The Sun, this was only the beginning of the movie's film woes. Yesterday, a loaded patrol tanker burst into flames during a delivery to the set, prompting the shoot to halt for about 2 hours. There have been lots of other problems, too, the source said. The crew have started joking about the curse of Sherlock Holmes, guys. And, of course, that comes from the Time News. Thank you so much, The Time. We love you. But apparently they're filming a new movie with Sherlock Holmes. With Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, because Sherlock Holmes.
Robert Downey Jr. about Sherlock Holmes. It's going on right now, and it's a haunted set, Demon Hunter, in the UK.
It's going to be Iron Holmes.
Oh, Iron God. Holmes. Iron Man, Iron Holmes. But I got all kinds of stuff, guys. You know, we were talking about with Demon Hunter. He's a huge Republican, and everybody knows I'm a,
yes, I'm a Democrat. I'm about 400 pounds, and I'm a Republican.
I'm a Democrat. I support Obama. And I think that's the first time
I support the president, Sean. I won't say I don't.
Right.
I'm just saying I didn't vote for him. That's
right,
all.
Right. I voted for that other guy. But anyway, guys, into you news today. UFO enthusiasts urge Obama. And this is real, guys. This is right out of the newspaper. Obama to release X-Files about alien sightings. Bonnie, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, UFO specialists are urging Barack Obama to release classified documents about sightings of alien spacecraft spurred on by support from within his own White House. They have been written to the president-elect, pressing him to reveal the contents of America's X-Files. In a letter to Extraterrestrial Phenomena Political Action Committee, asked Mr. Obama to end the 6-decade truth embargo regarding an extraterrestrial presence engaging the human race. Are you guys ready for this? It's going to get hot. It's going to be a hot story. Can you take this, Bonnie? Can you
take it? I'm waiting.
It says the enthusiasts are encouraged by public statements from John Podesta, who is running the president-elect's transition team, and Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, who is expected to land a cabinet post. When he was in the White House chief status under Bill Clinton, Mr. Podesta was in charge of the project and declassified 800 million pages of intelligence documents. He said in a press conference, "It is time for the government to declassify records that are more than 25 years old and to provide scientists with data that will assist in determining the real nature of this phenomenon." There you go.
There you go.
Are you done now?
That's it, guys. There you go.
The story just got hot.
Yeah, you got the Obama campaign right now. The people are pressing him to come out with UFO files that have been allegedly have been on hand in the White House for
months. Oh, you know they have.
Yeah. Well, they want them to come out right now.
You know they won't.
Little green men on slabs. Alien sex.
Uh-huh.
That's what's big right now.
Well, so apparently is midget and fat people sex.
Yeah. I mean, we've heard that. That's been a big topic of discussion this weekend. We'll get into that later.
We won't be getting to that on the Good Man Doing the Show. But, Sean, before we go any further, I would like to say our friend Gigi's not going to be on the show tonight.
No.
We did, with the system that we're using for tonight's show, didn't really have the ability to set up a phone system. We let her know, and she informed us that it was okay.
Therefore, I will be doing a review of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Right. And Gigi, I just got to say that our thoughts and prayers are with you. We love you, little sister, and we hope everything is all
right. That's right. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, maybe we'll get a chance to speak to our friend Jared Marshall, owner of Whisper Estates, and see how he feels about being back here at the Whispers.
Guys, stay tuned. Whispers Estate live up next with Jared Marshall.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Are you looking for your favorite paranormal podcast? Well, come and visit us at planetparanormal.com. We are your guide to the other side. Come and check out our hub to see all our latest podcasts from your favorite paranormal celebrities. And don't forget to check out our news feeds to see what's late great in the paranormal community, as well as events coming to a town near you. Come visit us on the web at www.planetparanormal.com. That's www.planetparanormal.com.
The Darker Side of the Moon is a listener's guide to the creepy, the spooky, and the unexplained. The Darker Side is an alternative variety show that delves deep into the shadowy secrets of just about everything, from the occult to dark comedy. Sometimes serious, but mostly fun. Our show has a little for everyone. Join me, Becky Ray, and Laura Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. Pacific at DarkerSideRadio.com.
Hi, this is Lloyd Auerbach of the Office of Paranormal Investigations and MindReader.com. You're listening to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to our live broadcast from Whispers Estate.
Believe me, Jared, who's sitting over there in the fourth chair tonight, you don't want to be on the headphones right now.
No, Sean just blew my ears out.
You know, if you guys don't like it, turn the sound down.
I'm suing you for my hearing aids. I'm suing G&D tomorrow.
Right. Right. Guys, once again...
Before Bonnie Jo sues G&D...
The comments of Sean Burrs do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
No, you can only choose.
Anyway, guys, thanks for joining us on another great episode of the Ghostman Demon Hunter Show. Listeners around the world, we are live at Whispers Estate, www.whispersestate.com. And we are live with Jared Marshall, the homeowner of Whispers Estate. And Jared, glad to have you, brother. Glad to be back with you. What's going on?
Well, thanks for coming down. It's crazy as normal.
Yeah.
So.
How crazy is it?
It's very crazy. But it's great to be back.
Yeah, well, you know what? We came down here last night, guys. Jarrett invited us down because he's a good friend of the show. And we came down here, and things are kind of... Jarrett just moved back in. We got boxes, and we got stuff going on here. Jarrett's in transition mode. And we got activity last night. I mean, it happened. Right here, live, last night. And we're going to play that.
I will say, when we were sitting here listening for activity, I thought somebody said my name, and it just turned out to be Sean's belly gurgling.
Yeah, right. That happened a lot.
You know, that's one of those things beer, you got to watch for.
Beer and pizza don't mix.
Per usual,
don't do it on ghost hunts.
Sean was a letdown. Aren't you glad you're not his girlfriend?
Yeah, oh. That's terrible. That's terrible. Yeah. Hey, I'll take it. I'll take it. It comes to me, guys. It's called karma. I take it, and it goes around, and it sticks everybody else, folks. That's how you do that. But anyway, like I said, we are with Jared Marshall. Love the guy. He's with the show. He looks like a James Dean kind of. He's got the hair.
Oh, he's hot.
He is hot.
Tight, honey.
Tight, honey. Bonnie Jo said.
Thanks, Bonnie. I really appreciate
Jared,
that.
Tell us, for the listeners, real quick, tell us the story of Whispers Estate.
Well, I mean, it's just a really unique property. When I bought it, I didn't actually realize what I was getting into, and it has never cease to amaze me every day I'm in the house. It's just a different adventure. It's like a puzzle being put together. And I've really enjoyed just the journey that I've been on here.
Right. Now, what different entities do you think are in this house? Now, when I first came out, it was Rachel, the little girl. But a lot more entities have made themselves known since I've been out here. So what's going on, man?
Rachel's the first that actually, you know, have shown herself, but it's her mother and her father, her twin brother. There's a baby in the house. You hear a baby cooing or crying a lot. And there's something a little bit different. It's a, they've termed it, I guess, Big Black or something like that. Right. It's 8 foot tall type shadow being that kind of roams the house. It could be some type of protector or something like that.
Right. Now, the first thing I can tell you guys, listeners, when I first came to Whispers Estate, the newest thing, the newest addition I noticed was a 52-inch plasma screen TV.
So apparently when Jarrett left Whispers, before he came back, he decided to bring a little bit of the modern age with him back into Whispers Estate.
Now, I just want to remind everybody real quick, guys, we are live. We have high audio system going in this house. So if things start happening, we will break into that. We will stop the program. We'll let you guys hear what's going on. But we're going to continue the interview. If we start hearing any kind of activity at all, we'll fill you guys in, and hopefully you can hear it for yourself. But, Jarrett, how many years have you been here at Whispers?
This is actually will be my fifth year.
Your fifth year at Whispers. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you – a lot of people would say – and, of course, when we play the EVP a little later – people are going to say, oh, my God, how do you cope with something like
that? It's disembodied voice, Sean. Disembodied voice.
Okay. Let me redirect. When you come to Whispers Estate and you experience disembodied voices, Jarrett, how do you do this Monday through Sunday? Get up and go to work, come home, take showers, all that kind of normal stuff. How do you do it with the stuff that happens? How do you cope with that?
Well, the good thing is the house kind of broke me in slowly to what was happening. When I first moved in, I didn't hear voices, or I mean, I would hear whispers, and that's kind of how Whispers got its name. I would hear knocks and things moving through the house, and eventually it became more, you know, it wanted to communicate more. And so I think the more I was here, the more I was restoring the house, they kind of started trusting me, and Rachel just came forward, and then at that time I experienced so much it almost became like very natural to me.
Right. So absolutely. And we got Rachel, guys, and we got Jesse, which is Rachel's stepmother.
Yes.
And we have the Dr. John Gibbons, which was the father, of course. And Dr. John Gibbons ran a practice here in Mitchell, Indiana, in this house, had a surgery room and a office room. And Jesse lived here with Rachel and
Ennis,
her brother,
yes,
here in this house. And, of course, Rachel passed away from fire, burns from a Christmas tree fire way back in the early 1900s. And we believe that she still haunts the house for whatever reason. And there's so many other things. Like last night, I was laying awake in the bed, and I could hear the guys outside, just whispers. Just like Jared said, Whispers Estate, guys. You hear these whispers coming out of thin air. You can't really make sense out of them sometimes. It's a hit and miss here at Whispers Estate. It's either a full sentence that you can make out and you can document, or it's just a mumbling. But definitely, there's something going on.
Now, Jared, one thing. The story of Rachel and her brother, Ennis, they were adopted, correct? They were both adopted children?
Yes.
Because the doctor and his wife couldn't have children of their own.
Correct.
So, and there's stories that they're buried on the property.
Yeah, back before 1915, if you had died in the city, they could actually, you could bury the people that were in your family in actually your yard or anywhere else that you wanted to.
Save some money.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
1920s, they made it a law, and they actually opened the cemetery down the street here that you drive by as you come into the house. And
but the doctor's buried up.
Yes, and Jesse also. And they made it, you know, law that you had to bury people in hollow ground at that time. Hollow ground.
Right, right.
So.
I like hollow.
Yeah.
But you know what, guys? This is a party house because you come out here to Whispers Estate, and if you are a ghost hunter, listen, if you're a seasoned ghost hunter, you've been to all these places. Thank you so much, brother. You've been to all these places. You've experienced all this stuff. If you want to experience an ultimate rush as a ghost hunter, you come to Whispers Estate. You don't mess around anymore. You come out here, you talk to Jared, and you have a great time because the spirits come to you. You sit on the couch, guys. You can run all the equipment you want, but you sit on the couch and people start talking to you. Like last night, we were sitting here. I had a good friend of mine, Jerry, that was out here with us. And, of course, Nathan, this is his first time here. And Bonnie Joe's been here many times. And Stacy Kay was out here. And we all experienced the little girl speaking last night. And it's a very exciting time. We're excited to see what happens tonight during our live broadcast. And whatever happens afterwards, guys, we're going to give it to you. But
now, Jared, you're putting the place back together. You were here for a little while. You there goes the crack, ladies and gentlemen. That was not an EVP. But you put everything together here.
Right.
You came in. You built it up kind of as a bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You sold the building. You chose to come back. It kind of called you back. You told us the other day that. You wanted to be back. And now you're putting it back together to be a bed and breakfast again.
Correct, yeah.
It's still got some stuff around, but it looks like it's getting there. About when do you think people will be able to come in and rent on a regular regular time?
I would probably say within maybe a month period. I have a lot of restoration going on in the house. There are groups in here that are actually helping me do that. And once everything starts going back together, it should happen very quickly.
So, like, come the turn of the new year, you know, people can start coming out here to Whispers Estate and experiencing it for themselves. We have a lot of people who listen to the show, who've heard some of the EVPs, the disembodied voices, that some of them are so, like, just out there and calling for names, and some are moans and stuff. Some people don't want to believe right off the bat that it's true. I am a consummate skeptic. I came in, I've been looking all over the house, not only looking for the ghost, but looking to see if it's true. And I got to say, I've seen nothing so far that would lead me to believe that this is anything but true
not again.
We got the bird. Rayburn to sing that for you.
Oh yeah, we probably could get. We met Jared's pet African gray parrot.
Rayburn
likes to announce himself to
everybody. Rayburn, shut up, Rayburn. That's what I heard today, man. That's a crazy bird. I love that bird. I would live with that bird. I'd sleep with that bird if I could. That's how much I love.
Can I make a joke about
Sean?
I have intercourse with the bird.
Sean, stop trying to be Rayburn's baby bird there, Sean.
No baby bird, Nick. Come on.
Baby bird, Nick. That's a top secret thing, guys. We'll let you in on a little bit later.
But Jared, we're
but, hey, go ahead, Demon. Go ahead. I got some hot breaking news.
Okay, we're excited to be here. We want people to be sure to check out the website at www.whispersestate.com. We're going to say that about 10 more times tonight. Is there a phone number on there that people will be able to call you to
There is, absolutely. There's
800-JARED.
Email it.
Hot Jared.
No, folks, check out the website and get the phone number there.
Go ahead, Jared. I'm sorry. You know me.
I love you, Sean.
You kind of have to at this point.
You rock it down.
What's the number?
It's 812-361-7503.
And if he doesn't answer, folks, you got to leave a message because he doesn't even answer for me. He's usually partying until he can...
of death that just came across his face there, Sean, says... No, Sean. No.
But you know what, guys? The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show has come out here to Whispers. We've got the very best from Shadows Paranormal here in Indiana. They're checking out the house while we're doing the show, guys. Letting us know every little pop and crack that goes on. And they just told us fresh in the door, started to open by itself. Amanda, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, tell us about it. Let's hear about what happened just now.
We just heard the door kind of squeak open a little bit and looked, and nothing was there. So we're kind of still checking it out.
Okay, and that's what we're talking about. Little things that whispers, guys, it kind of revs up. I'm telling you, the lights go dim. You can see the energy get pulled. Sometimes you can just hear the, I don't know how to say it, Bonnie, the electricity in the air, you can feel
it. It's almost like a static buildup.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like, and then just comes out, guys. You understand?
Yeah, that was Sean Burris, folks, not an EVP.
That was my
stuff.
It's
one of those things, Jared, where all these things go on over and over and over again. And like Sean said, you get up every day and you go to work, and this stuff happens all around you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, how often do people come to stay in the house and don't wind up spending the whole night, who wind up saying, that's enough, and they're out of here?
There's been several people that actually will show, and they'll come in, and they've kind of heard the stories, and one of them or maybe both of them will get up, maybe, you know, early in the morning and say, I can't handle this, I need to leave. They've always been very respectful, and the funniest is a woman, that was their anniversary, and she brought her husband out here, and he actually slept in the car the entire night and wouldn't come in for breakfast the next morning, so that was pretty funny.
This is why, ladies and gentlemen, when you're going to stay at Whispers Estate, you pay in advance because not everybody makes it through the entire evening here at Whispers Estate. I myself, I slept down here in... Oh, the light's just dimmed a little there. Down here in the living room. Bonnie Jo slept up in the attic.
By herself.
Yay,
nobody
me.
Claps that I slept in the living room by myself.
I'm a big girl now. I wear big girl pants.
You were right next to the door. She was in the bathroom. You could run out the door.
Sean and Stacey K stayed in the
Rachel's
room, and
Amy and Jerry
stayed in what's the name of
Josephine's room.
Josephine's room. Well, there's an interesting story about the bed in that mm-hmm. room.
Jesse,
Jerry, why don't you tell people a little bit about?
You're gonna smack me again and knock you out.
That's how we roll here in the studio.
Why don't you tell folks about the story about the bed in the room upstairs, Sean? Or Jared?
Sean or Jared.
The bed in Josephine's room is actually from Interview with a Vampire. I lived in New Orleans for several years and actually picked it up at an auction that they had. And I was actually helping restore a mansion in the Garden District. And it was actually a gift from the people I was working for. And I've had it ever since.
So you can actually come to Whispers Estate, stay in a haunted house, get to meet the or listen for the voices of ghosts, and then go up and sleep in the beautiful bed.
It is gorgeous, too.
From the Interview with a Vampire.
And very comfy. I've slept in it.
You have slept in it.
I did. I slept next to you in it.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
That
oh, my God. There's an affair between Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show and Ghost It just came out live on the air.
Oh, no. I've been shamed. I'm going to have to quit the show now.
Definitely going to have to shower with the motor.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say, Bonnie, I don't know how the Ghostly Talk guys do it every week. I'm sitting here. Bonnie Jo is watching our chat room. And I always have the chat room in front of me when I'm doing the show. So I feel like nobody's actually listening to the show because I can't see what they're saying.
You're probably not listening to the show.
Saying,
it's like every week.
You're so funny. Why are the other two talking?
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm kidding.
What are they saying, actually?
You're going to make me cry.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you, we're here live at Whispers. That's why we're kind of just going with the flow. We're going with the normal show. What do you say, Demon Hunter?
The normal show format,
because we're waiting on something to kick in, guys. If it happens, you're going to get it live. You guys are here with us at Whispers Estate. You didn't have to pay for it. You're just here. Compliments to the Ghost Man Demon Hunter Show.
That's good, Sean. That's good.
That's all I can come up with. But you know what? Jarrett has got Christmas decorations on the banister going up to the stairs.
That's
and, of
right.
course, that's when Rachel was burnt. In the front parlor on Christmas Eve. Right, Jared? Right?
Was that somebody else?
No, I heard a whisper.
It somebody say something, a child's voice?
It was Amanda.
It was Amanda.
Was that Amanda?
It was Amanda.
Okay.
Okay.
Amanda, did you hear something?
No, we were still on the doctor in the...
Did you hear a child's voice?
Did you say something while you were in there?
We were taking her.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Amanda, guys, from Shadows Paranormal, she was in the back room, and you could smell the doctor. Jarrett calls it the doctor smell. It moves around, especially for women. It's so strong, it smelled like I mentioned before.
It's gagging.
Like the old man's after...
aftershave?
No. Shaving lotion.
Shaving cream.
Shaving cream. And okay. It's so strong. Your eyes water, guys. It's just so strong. We're starting to smell that right now. The lights have started to dim. And you never know what's going to happen next. I mean, every room in the house, it's going down, guys.
That's right. When Sean Burris is in a room after a day of Mexican, you never know what's going down.
Arriba! Arriba!
That's and what I you do. Just lost all your listeners
That's
in Mexico.
What I do. Do we have anybody in the chat room? Let's give a shout out to people in the chat room, guys.
Any names?
What if I don't want to?
Because that's what we do. We tell our
well,
listeners we
I'm
love
not
them.
You. I'm with that other show. No, I'm kidding. Ghost Chaser's in there. Shelley's in there. And Frank is in there.
Okay.
And I'm in there.
That's great. That's terrific. We got all those.
Terrific. It's terrific.
So, guys,
you know,
listen.
Son, I've never seen your head kind of fall to
one side. I'm sorry. I had to go with that one. That one was bad.
Did you really?
Was terrific.
Hey, guys, if you are in our chat room right now, we are here live at Whispers. We get the mics hot. We get you in the chat room. Do you have any questions that you would want us to ask right now and see if we get an answer? Go ahead and get in the chat room right now. Log in. Come in. Tell us what that is. Bonnie Joe's monitoring that. And we will get your question out. We'll ask it. And we'll see what kind of response we get. But we're going to go on. And we're going to talk to Amanda from Shadows Paranormal out here in Indiana. Jarrett Marshall, thank you so much.
Thank
Yay.
You. Whispersestate.com.
I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave.
Because he has a tight, tight hiding.
He wears blue jeans, people.
And they're tight.
And sneakers.
And
at this
hot.
Point, I'm giving up. I'm giving up.
I love it.
Looks like James Dean.
I'm having a moment. Hold on.
Hold me.
Okay, I'm better. Go.
Okay, but anyway, we got Amanda.
Hello?
Amanda, what's your last name?
Fultz.
Thank you.
You wrote
Amanda,
it down earlier.
I know, I threw it at you.
I know.
Amanda Fultz, guys, from a new happening group in Indiana. You gotta check this group out. What's the website?
Shadowsofindiana.com.
Shadowsofindiana.com. Did you hear that? Shadowsofindiana.com. Go right now. Crash their website. You need to check it out. And we got Amanda with us. Amanda, you have spent so much time out here at Whispers Estate. Tell us what's going on. What's going on right now? The lights dim, the door, the smell. What's starting to happen?
Well, it's starting to happen. It will probably pick up a little bit as the night goes on. We've been coming since June of 2007, and we've helped do some restoration to the house and have become good friends with Jarrett, and we've experienced several things.
Right.
So this
right.
is definitely the most haunted location we've ever been.
This place is?
Definitely.
Okay. I hear that from a lot of ghost hunters. A lot of ghost hunters that pay $100+ a night to go to places. I'm not going to mention these places, but I'm just going to say they pay.
It's all the same.
$100 a night to go to these places. You get a piece of pizza and you get to tour the place. But I got to tell you guys, Whispers Estate, whispersestate.com, of course, is amazing. Place. I've been to a lot of these places, guys, 12 years doing this, and I gotta tell you, Whispers Estate, every time I've come out here, I've gotten something, and I can't stress that enough.
Every time we pay to go to a place, we wonder why we've done it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We just need to come here.
Why do you love Whispers? Why do you keep coming back?
You have everything here. You have the disembodied voices, you have the EVPs, you have things thrown, Jackson balls playfully thrown at you.
She ball? Said balls, Mooncat.
Child's balls, little small balls. Well,
balls
playthings.
Sean's
are,
familiar with small balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, around the world, balls are thrown at you at Whispers Estate. It happens. You just got to get used to it.
My husband has done a lot of work in the attic
right.
and has had a lot of things, has been touched kind of
gymsically.
That's why we keep coming back.
Sorry,
we like the touching.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Your husband's been touched. Balls. Okay, let's go, man. I'm sorry.
Different sounds, different construction sounds we've heard in the attic.
A cigarette. Okay. Okay.
Several different. You have. This is kind of everything here. You can.
Right.
That you could ask for.
So John's the husband. He's
John's
carpool.
The husband.
John has done great work here at Whispers of State. He has helped the great Jarrett Marshall in revitalizing Whispers of State, keeping it going, and he's been touched.
He has been touched.
Yeah.
By it's, whatever's in this house.
Okay. Now, John. I'm sorry. Go to somebody else.
I have a question John's from the chat room.
Okay.
How about we go to that? Because you're out of control.
That would be good. Thank
you. I can't with John, because John ain't even defending himself.
Stop talking. Stop. Frank wants to know if you think that the voices here are intelligent or just past echoes. Everyone answer. You go first.
I believe they can be intelligent because we have asked questions and we've gotten appropriate responses. At one point, I know we had an audio clip where Jarrett used to have a couple dogs, and the doctors would seem to mess with them. Certain things, we would hear things in the kitchen, or they would whine at times when they had just gone out, and he didn't seem to like the dogs in the house.
Right.
And at one point, I was kind of just talking and trying to get things stirred up, and I had said, you know, why don't we start a doggy daycare, and we could get a lot of dogs in the house, and you heard a man moaning from upstairs like he was not happy about it.
That was crazy.
So,
I heard that earlier.
Yeah, we get appropriate responses to certain things that we say, so I believe that there's definitely something intelligent
here. And that was because John harmed the ghost. He offended the ghost, right?
That's because he was tough.
His smell.
Nathan, your turn.
My turn. I think they're actually a little bit of both involved here.
I agree.
Since some of the voices sound exactly alike every time they're heard, other ones respond to things you say and are totally different voices. I'd say there's two different energies going on here, and where they may be reacting to the people in the area. You might even have a third case here where some are residual, they're going to happen whether people are here or not. Some are responding to you, and some might just be reacting the way they normally always would, but the fact that people are here and things are going on are making them occur.
A lot of people, Demon Hunter, Bonnie Joe,
Shawnee Lee,
they say that this place is a portal. A portal to hell, or a portal to heaven, or a portal to the other side, whatever. They say this place is a portal.
All I know is Sean's going to probably need to use a portal as soon as we go to our next break.
Yeah, that's true. But before we go to our next break,
you've got to give your opinion of what's going on here, Sean.
That's right. I got to give my opinion. Are we ready?
Yes. Go, Sean.
Guys, you know my opinion. We've been out here so many times. I've played the EVP. I told you what's happening. I've been through each room of this house. I've tore it apart. Everything but break the plaster out of the walls. If this is a fake, then I'm nuts because there is no way to fake what's happening here at Whispers of State.
The question wasn't if you thought it was fake.
Sean's being nuts is not
It was,
not
do you think
here.
It's intelligent? Or
no,
just
I'm not answering
echoes.
That. Yeah, I think there's both. I think there's intelligent and I think there's residual. I think there's both going on at the same time, guys. I'm trying to tell you this is not a fake out here at Whispers of State. This, guys, is 100% real. It's happening. It's going on. If you want to talk to the dead, if you're a ghost hunter, and you want to speak with the other side, you come to Whispers of State. Don't spend your money at these other places. Come out here. That's all I got to say.
And that does not mean we don't think our friends who have other...
Soapbox away.
Did you hear that?
Other places
Did you hear that?
Out there. They may have wonderful places too, but this is Sean's favorite. Do you have something you want to add?
Oh, no, I pretty much agree with you. I think it's a little of both. But I can say from being here on a couple occasions that the tonal quality of voices you get is different at times.
Okay, well, folks, we're going to take a quick break.
That's
when we
great.
Come back. Sorry, we're going to have some
You know what?
The...
If you don't like it, I'm going
to
beat you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this. We're going to listen to some Christmas music from Black Turtle. You can check them out at GarageBand.com. And you'll also be able to... to check out some of our great friends with some of the commercials we got coming up. When we come back, we'll have some EVP stuff like that for our friends to listen to. And what do you say, Sean?
That's right, guys. Stay tuned. Whispers of State, lights out. It might get hot and heavy up next. Stay tuned.
Do you want to dive into the bizarre world of the paranormal? Do ghosts, UFOs, or the supernatural amaze you to the point of wanting to learn more? Then you need BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network. With more than 750 hours of on-demand talk radio, syndicated from more than 35 shows, the Black Vault Radio Network is your one-stop shop for the world of the unexplained. Check us out and tune in 24 hours a day, www.blackvaultradio.com. Again, that's www.blackvaultradio.com.
Welcome to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. Get your weekly download to all things ghostly and paranormal and then some. Test your knowledge of the paranormal with haunted trivia. Email your otherworldly experiences for Parashare and listen in to the rants and useless banter of Laura and Brian. If they've got an opinion on the paranormal,
or even a great pub,
they'll talk about it. The Deadline can be easily downloaded from the njghs.net website. You can also listen to archive shows at podcastalley.com. Say, while at Podcast Alley, cast a vote for The Deadline, because everyone knows that at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.
It's Keith Ainge with the Louisville Ghost Hunters. You're listening to Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, the coolest show on radio.
We're back.
Well,
at Whispers
of
State.
Some of us are.
Yeah, well, Sean Sean doesn't seem to find a seat in time, but let's bring over some of the folks from Shadows Paranormal here. Maybe they'll come over. Anybody from Shadows want to come over and talk? You're welcome to come over. No, I guess they're all talking in the other
room.
Well,
Nathan, you and I can talk.
We can. We can talk
about
the... I mean,
we experienced last night.
We did. That was very interesting. It was my first time here at Whispers of Stay.
Mm-hmm.
We were all getting ready for the stuff that was coming up, and we just kind of sat back and let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
The lights did dim. I set up the recording equipment, and sure enough, we got a sound like a growl that came through the house.
And loud. It shook the floor.
It did. It right under my feet. I was sitting, the whole house shook from it. It was, I don't think it liked my equipment, because the question Jared had asked was, have they brought anything in the house that scares you? Just give me a sound. And sure enough, the whole floor just...
Sean is back, zipping up his fly.
You know, I had to use the bathroom too, Sean, but I came over and started the equipment.
I just got touched in the back bathroom.
Well, I'm not saying he was using the bathroom. He came out of the kitchen with Stacey.
So. I don't hear anything in my headphones.
Maybe they were baby birding it. I don't know.
Dear Marshall?
Can you hear anything in your headphones now, Sean?
I can't, Demon Hunter. I can't.
Maybe if you didn't put them over your hat there, you might hear something.
Hold on a second.
It's,
That's right. Yeah, oh my gosh.
Oh, does that make a difference?
I can hear it.
Amazing.
Wow.
Guys, I had to go to the restroom. Ghost hunters know the importance of having a restroom close.
Really?
Yeah. So I had to hit
Sean's credibility is just hitting all-time low.
No, I'm just saying. I don't drink or anything on investigation.
Yeah. Okay, folks. We've got some folks from...
I think we should play the EVPs from last night.
All right,
let's start
with the EVPs.
I think we should.
I can't handle it. It's too spooky.
Oh, shut up.
I got to tell you, if you got the kids in the room, you better send them to bed right now because it's going to get really, really spooky.
Well, let's start with the EVP off of your system here, Sean. Before we go to... it's Shadows Paranormal, right, guys?
Yes.
Shadows Paranormal. We've got some EVPs from their past investigations here at Whispers as well. But we're going to start with some of the stuff we got last night.
Shadows!
Starting with one off of Sean's little...
Do you know how to use your camera?
No, there's nothing little about Sean. Sean's big
I make this hand motion when it comes to Sean all the time. But
all I can say is it must be really cold in here.
I had to pee.
So here we go, Sean. First off of your recorder from last night when we were talking to trying to get the voices to speak to us. This is Sean's recorder.
Are you Rachel?
That was one of you guys?
No, nope. It was not.
So right off the bat,
yeah,
we got Rachel to speak to us, calling out for mommy. Now I did, I used another system. We got the same thing here.
And you hear Nathan say, "Is that you guys?"
Small radio show.
Oh, sorry, Sean. It was from all through the house that came through. Rachel calling for mommy. And
I want you guys to go in the chat room right now and tell me if I sound like a 6-year-old little girl. Because
you do.
We know he looks like one, at least naked.
Why don't we ask if I sound like a 40-year-old man? Because that's how you all describe me.
Let me try to do it right now in my voice. Mommy. Does that sound like anything that happened on the EVP?
Well, it does sound like what you cry out in your sleep.
Yeah.
You weren't asleep when you were doing
here at Whispers, definitely. Yeah, I was asking for my mommy all night long.
Let's
Stacey Cage, she's sound asleep. She's no help.
Let's listen to the recording I was saying earlier, the growl that came through the house and shook the floors. So here we go.
Just give me a noise.
What the heck was that?
Whoa.
There you go.
There we go.
First all right, listen. Okay. Then that's not a good. That's not good.
So, yeah, I that startled me a little when that happened.
Yeah, that's how it started the night off, actually. We played it in reverse. We played the Mommy Mommy before, but it started off with what sounded like a cabinet or something like that being dragged upstairs, guys. And Jerry, actually, Ghost Hunter Jerry, he had his... we didn't have time, guys, to put all this through. We will. We'll get it on a later show, but he had his... recorder in the upstairs attic, and what we heard, what you just heard, was the dragging, and what he heard, and what I heard on the EVP or on the recorder was a growl.
Right.
It sounded like a grizzly bear. It was. Rawr. I mean, it was very stout. It was
there. Ghost Chaser said he thought you were a 6-year-old girl this whole time.
Yeah. I'm sorry to let you down, I'm Ghost Chaser, but
he's built like a 6-year-old girl. If that helps.
Yeah. I don't know what website you go to. Was it Ghost Chaser?
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Chaser, but, you know, that's I can be whatever you want.
Oh, creepy. Except for manly.
$10 an hour.
Cheapest 6-year-old girl out there, aren't you, Sean? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's...
Hold on, I have to answer a question. No, that wasn't the furnace. We shut the heat off.
Yes, there was... We shut the heat off before we did the investigation... So it was actually extremely cold when we did the investigation. It dropped from about 68 degrees to about 55 degrees.
I could not feel my legs.
I was cuddled up, so I was good.
Yeah, the girls, guys, you got to, if you guys were here with us, you got the girls, right, on the couch, and they got a big freaking blanket, and it's over top of all of them, right? You got Nathan walking back and forth. You got me and a couple other people on a little love seat back here holding recorders. And
each other.
Yeah, and each other. And this stuff starts happening, right? And I knew because I've been here before, when it usually starts with the doctor's scent.
And it did.
Yeah, and then the lights dim a little bit. Jarrett turns them down low, and then you see him almost go black when the energy gets sucked out of the room, and then you start hearing this kind of stuff. And let's play the mommy one once again, because that was in the room with us, guys.
Okay, the mommy EVP one more time. Small radio show. And you actually hear me tell Jared, it sounds like an old radio show. Mm-hmm. It was because just before we heard the mommy EVP... It sounded like an old radio broadcast.
And like you said before, Demon Hunter, it's not an EVP, it's a disembodied voice.
Exactly, disembodied voice.
It was everywhere.
But the EVP version of it was the old radio show that we thought we were hearing through headphones.
Right. And but, Demon Hunter experienced that. I did not hear it.
Yeah, only Jarrett and I heard it because we were on the headsets listening through the equipment.
Jarrett Marshall and Nathan, they heard the old-fashioned radio show guys going here in the dining room where we're at broadcasting live right now. And we heard the Mommy Mommy just two steps away.
So, but we've got some of the folks from Shadows Paranormal here. And I'm the world's worst with names.
Amanda
from Shadows. Bonnie, can you let Amanda use your...
I just want to say real quick, guys. Rachel, if you're here, could you do something for all our guests? Could you let them hear your presence?
Okay, we can't. That's from the oven, from the kitchen. Okay, well, we're going to listen to some of the EVPs here from... The past investigations by Shadows Paranormal.
I don't want to. I'm scared.
Well, that's too bad. Amanda, we're going to start with the growl that you guys got here at Whispers Estate. It says October 07.
Yes, we had a group of people here, and one of the girls actually was outside in the smoke bucket. Outside caught on fire, and whoever was here was not very happy about that. So the whole block was filled with smoke, which, as everyone knows, Rachel did die in a fire, so I'm not sure if that brought something out or not, but whoever it was wasn't very happy about it.
Okay, so this is a little... I've got a few clips from you guys. Some of them are a little bit longer, so if you hear pauses in these folks, remember I know silence doesn't make good radio, but they're looking for EVP, so they pause in between stuff.
It's silence. So,
here we go with the first one, the growl from
Stay
October.
Stay tuned.
October 07.
Rachel, can you bring down a ball?
Throw it down to me, I'll catch it.
Well, I can't really hear that on this system with the noise in the background there. I don't know what that noise is going on right now.
It's the heater. It's the heater.
Is it the heater?
I think so.
Okay. Well, you know, I had our mics off, so maybe the folks listening got to hear that a little bit better than we did. But what we're gonna do now is there's one that says the Whispers house sound.
There it is.
This is a sound we've heard several times, and this was the loudest and longest we've ever heard it. But
this is crazy, guys. I got to tell you, Amanda was showing this to us earlier. We listened to it. It is crazy.
You can never tell where it comes from, and it kind of completely surrounds you. So yeah. it's very interesting.
It's a good 43-second clip, folks. So, like I said, listen in. It's a long clip, but it's worth listening to. So
send the kids to bed, Demon Hunter.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like something you'd hear in a episode of Poltergeist or something.
It's like Star Wars.
Yeah, their lightsabers aren't quite hitting each other.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Sean's video collection is not allowed to be commented here on the show.
I'm sorry. It didn't. Debbie Does Dallas.
You've heard that on several times.
We've heard it several times, but never that loud or that long.
Yeah.
But okay. It's always an amazing sound.
Amanda's a freak, man. She brought this stuff in to me today. I was like, you gotta be kidding me!
You know, we also have one here. Sean, you've gotten one like this in the past
here.
Yep. This might be one of the residual EVPs, or disembodied voices, that we get here at Whispers, because a lot of people have gotten the same or very similar voices.
That's right, Demon Hunter.
It's called The Old Lady, and let's give it a listen to it.
Alright, let's do it.
All right, Kendrick.
Okay. Rachel?
That was upstairs. Let's go outside.
Yeah. Kind of at 11:47.
Yes.
The Jarrett.
Like an old lady.
No, it's a Jarrett.
They can't hear you while we're on the air there.
What's interesting about this sound is we've not only had this as a disembodied voice, but we've also had this as an EVP.
Okay.
Where we have not heard it, but we have it on our audio.
And I gotta say, from the past times that the Ghostman Demon Hunter show has been out here, and Ghostly Talk Radio, we did it together. It was a joint effort. It was the baby crying. It started out with a meow, and I thought that it was Rayburn. And, of course, anybody comes out to Whisper State, we'll find out about the famous bird. What kind of bird is it, Jared?
African gray Congo.
African gray and Congo. And he bites. And he
not everyone.
And I thought that was him. I did. I thought that was him. But it wasn't. He had a sheet over him, guys. He's in the kitchen. This sound was coming from the staircase. And wait a second. What's going on?
We heard a crying. There was a crying behind us.
Okay, guys, we just got this in. Everybody's standing around. We're in the dining room. We heard a crying coming from upstairs.
Can we turn the heat furnace off at this point?
It's kicking itself off. Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it takes about 45 minutes after he turns it off. We really want you guys to hear this live because it happens, guys. It happens right here.
But and on the same point, we can't quite do the investigation the way we normally would and sit around and
I know,
be
I
quiet because well, it's radio and you right. wouldn't listen in if we said okay. We're gonna take the next 45 minutes and be absolutely quiet.
That would be my favorite show.
That it would actually be difficult because I don't think we could keep Sean quiet for 45 minutes.
Yeah, so. You could.
You got him.
But,
what was that?
Marble Bush there, Sean. It's
excuse me, that was Irish American speaking.
That was speaking?
Brought to you by Dos Equis. And
Jameson's Irish whiskey.
That we're gonna move on to the other EVP I downloaded here. It's the Whispers operating room.
This, I don't even know if I have an explanation for. We were all in the room. It was a crazy night, and it kind of sounded like a couple different things trying to communicate together in the next room. It was crazy.
So, there has been a lot of talk about people hearing voices of things trying to communicate to each other.
Yes.
Not just to you, that you're listening into other people's conversations here. So, let's take a listen to this. It's the Whispers operating room.
That's an operator. That's an operator.
Well, one thing's for certain, every time something is heard here, Whispers, the people here definitely get excited.
Well, you know what I gotta say, guys? Amanda, I think she's totally nuts. I'm kidding. Amanda's been out here so many times, guys. She's got so much stuff. And I just caught the tip of the iceberg. Jared's a good friend of mine, and he's had us come out here. We caught so much. But this guy, Shadows Paranormal Research Team, has been out here, and they've caught so much. And it's amazing. Thank God for Shadows. That's what I'm saying. Thank you, God.
That's good, Sean. That's good. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Go Ireland.
Yes. Go Ireland, Sean. That's great. Well, you know, we're going to take a quick break in just a couple minutes so that I can get to use the bathroom for once. And
no peeing for you.
You got to pee?
I have to pee. It's, you know...
Some kind of bowel movement?
In almost 2 years of our doing this show, Sean, I have taken... 2 bathroom breaks during the show ever.
I cannot help it that Demon Hunter wears a catheter during every radio show, guys. You know I drink like
actually,
14 gallons of whiskey
diaper.
While I'm doing the show. Yeah. And Bonnie Jo, she's usually cracked
out on
something.
What?
I don't know. She's cracked out on something every time, but...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But
guys, we're live at Whispers of State, so stay tuned. Be back. You never know what's going to happen.
We'll be back in a little bit. We'll have some of Sean's past EVPs from being here.
Yes, sir.
We'll do some listening in to hear if Rachel or one of the spirits here joins us. And besides that, you'll have Bonnie Jo and the Ghost Man, Demon Hunter.
And
so,
hold on. Nathan's going to shave live on the air, guys. So stay tuned.
I only shave once a month now, so no.
He's looking kind of rugged, like Grizzly Adams.
You know, I was a big fan of Grizzly Adams. Don't make fun
you
of
were?
Grizzly.
It's itchy.
I need to trim them bangs up. They're bothering me.
His facial hair
you know
is
mean?
Itchy.
Yeah, I ain't trimming the bangs. It ain't going to happen. Deal with it. Love the bangs, Sean.
We can cut him while he's sleeping.
You're so sweet. I'd love to see the pink thong. Cotton candy thong.
Smell of the bangs. Feel the bangs.
I don't want to see it.
We'll be right back after this, folks.
Stay tuned, guys. Craziness up next.
Experience the charm and mystery of the Deep South through ghost stories by attending the highly respected Roswell Ghost Tour. Your experienced guide will lead you on this 2-hour outdoor walking tour through the historic district of Roswell. One of the highlights of the tour is a visit to Founders Cemetery, the burial site of Roswell King, where bodies are buried beneath modern streets and houses. Grand Greek Revival mansions and humble mill workers' apartments are some of the haunted sights you'll see on this mile of easy walking. Check RoswellGhostTour.com for the current schedule. Tours run most Friday and Saturday nights year-round, and private tours may be arranged. Reservations are required. Call 770-649-9922. That's 770-649-9922 for more information. Happy haunting from Roswell Ghost Tour.
Hey, this is Nathan S. of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show. When we needed a logo that would tell people what we were all about but was different from anything else out there, we went right to Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com. We loved the artwork that owner and illustrator Jonathan Sullivan came up with so much, we ordered our t-shirts and banners from Loki Graphics right away. They provided us with high-quality graphic art, screen printing, and helped us pick out the best value for our t-shirts and other products that fit our budget. LokiGraphicsInc.com is the official graphic designer and screen printer for the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Phone, email, and postal orders are all accepted, with contact information available on their website. Shipping is available for any order, or if you're local, you can stop by the shop and pick up your finished product. Check out Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com and tell them the Ghostman and Demon Hunter sent you.
This is Professor Slim King, and you're listening to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
Well, you know, I figured out, Sean, why it is I can run to the bathroom and get back.
No, you didn't.
In a minute, and you can't. It's because I actually wash my hands when I'm done.
I have to wipe.
After he pees. Anyway.
No. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. But guys, like we said before, we are live at Whispers of State, whispersofstate.com. And we are here live with the ghost hunting team, and we got ourselves, and we have Amanda from Shadows Paranormal here in Indiana. That's, what's the website?
Shadowsofindiana.com.
And she has been good enough to be checking out the house while we're doing this live broadcast. Amanda, what just happened?
We're getting some EMF spikes in the operating room. Heard what sounded like a little girl say hello, and then right above us upstairs sounded like someone ran down the hallway, so they went upstairs to check that out.
Now, when you say it sounded like a little girl ran, or a person ran down the hallway, I mean, did you feel it? Did you?
We heard directly above us, just like someone had ran right down the hallway.
And you got some of your team right now upstairs.
Yes,
I can hear
they just went upstairs.
They're checking it out.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, things are going crazy right now at Whispers. It's the time. It's the witching hour. This is when it usually starts. And, I mean...
Jerry is getting in the mood of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, because the face he just made to us was...
James Dean over here is
trying to hear. He's so hot.
He is. He's smoking hot. I want to touch myself right now. But anyway, you got all this stuff that happens here in this house, guys. And if it wasn't for Amanda and Shadows Paranormal, I mean, they're checking out the house for us. Jared's checking out the house for us.
And Bonnie's checking out Jared's butt.
I am.
You got Stacey K.
It's tight like a
the
tiger.
Love of my life. She's checking out the house, and she's seeing what's going on. And we've got activity starting to happen right now. So if it doesn't happen right now while we're on the air, you need to tune in next week, because I know me and Demon Hunter will have that up for you guys.
We will? Oh, right. We will.
Ow.
I'm sorry, Bonnie Joe. I'm sorry.
I'm suing you now.
Don't sue me, Bonnie Joe.
We're going to be sued by
if you sue
stuff,
me, probably. I'll have nothing
you're
to come
gonna
on these trips.
You're
going to
be sued by your support ho.
All I got to say
I'll
is,
I'll be
guys,
working for Bonnie Joe.
I have listened to little radio shows that have been able to bring me live from a location that is as haunted as Whispers of State. I mean, I've never listened to any. I've listened to a lot of podcasts, a lot of radio shows, but guys, who's giving you this Christmas present live from Whispers of State? WhispersofState.com. You know what I'm saying?
Mm, that's really good. Cranberry lemonade is good.
Of course, Bonnie's getting sauced. And I'm trying
that's
to
that's Jared's stuff. Goal. Is to get me drunk and we're get gonna, me pregnant see, by the doctor.
In the last 30 minutes of the show, we're going to sing Christmas Carol.
Okay.
I think
jingle
that's a great
bells,
idea.
Listen,
how
bells,
much time do we got? How much time do we got?
We've got 28 minutes.
Okay, we got 28 minutes. Now, I want to tell you guys. You guys hear the EVPs, everything else. You guys can second guess those. You can go, whatever, I wasn't there. But we're going to talk to the people that were here. Mm. And we're going to tell you what it feels like to be here at Whispers of State, what it feels like to be under a blanket in the front parlor at Whispers of State when this stuff starts happening. We're going to start with Bonnie Joe from Ghostly Talk Radio. I want to know, Bonnie, don't look away from me. I want to know.
The lights are out. How can you tell if I'm going away from you?
Nathan, for some reason, just turned the lights out. But I want to know, what's it feel like, Bonnie? I mean,
well,
what
last
is this
night,
place? Tell everybody.
It really felt like I was about to get my arm ripped off.
Yeah.
But,
well,
because
By who?
I was in between two girls that have not gone ghost hunting before.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the growling started, Stacy K almost ripped my arm off, and then decided to claw it a little bit, which I thought was pretty sweet. And when the mommy went off, Amy held my hand for a little bit, which I
when
thought
was
really
sweet. When the mommy went off? What was that? What was that?
When she said, when Rachel said mommy.
You were going to say that was Rachel.
Well, someone, a little girl, calling for her mommy.
Do you think that
Do I know it was Rachel? Did she identify herself as Rachel and say, hi, I'm Rachel, where's my mommy?
Yeah.
No.
Let's do the professional ghost side of it. Could that been a demonic entity?
Oh, my Lord.
That said mommy?
I think you're a demonic entity.
I am in no way making fun of ghost hunting groups across the world. I love
Jesus.
You all.
This is Sylvia Browning. I'd like to say that I'm feeling the spirit in this house.
I love Bonnie. And Bonnie, the guy behind you that's masturbating, it's okay.
Who's behind you?
It's the spirit of the doctor.
Can you say masturbation?
I'm a little
I don't know,
Sean.
I wish you'd stop asking.
I know. Why go to you?
Ouch. I can honestly say when it first happens, like, you know, the last time we were here, and some big burly guy, like, grabbed onto the guy next to him, I won't say who, but,
That was an EVP, folks. It had nothing to do with us. The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is not responsible for that.
What was that?
Anyways, it's just, it's almost like you can't believe it, and you instantly try to explain it away in your head. Like, that didn't just happen. It was this, it was that, it was that. It was anything other than what it was.
You got long bangs. I'm looking at them right now.
Does that make you horny?
There's people talking upstairs right now. You guys hear that?
Well, those are the investigators.
They're live.
Yeah. We got investigators going down right
just
now.
Just so you know.
They're coming down the stairs. They're not going down, Sean. Watch your mouth. Anyway.
Coming
yeah,
down.
That's a little later, but anyways.
You really want a ghost hunt with Bonnie Joe, apparently.
I love being a radio star.
In a second, when Bonnie Joe's done, Sean, and I'm not trying to move her along, I want her to finish her story, but we're also going to get Amber?
Amy.
Who was here last night with us, to tell about her little scare with it. But
she's wearing a Jack Daniel's sweatshirt. I don't trust anything she says.
No, it's
drunk.
It kind of takes your breath away at first, and you can't... I can't even put into words how it makes you feel. You try to rationalize it away, and then you kind of go, okay, I guess that really did just happen. And I love you too, Sean.
No, I know.
I'm done now.
You can't interrupt somebody's talk and then expect them to keep going, Sean. It's okay.
I'm done. I'm completely done. I hate the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter.
She's right.
I'm kidding.
She does hate us, but at the same time,
I love you guys.
At Whispers of State, everything that you believe, everything that you know, in 15 seconds, 15 seconds, I'm just taking that off the top of my head, but everything you know, everything you've learned in a heartbeat changes here at Whispers of State.
Well, my heartbeat hasn't changed, and neither has my everything I know, Sean, but I have been impressed so far.
You have?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That was Demon Hunter saying he's impressed.
But let's talk to Amy. She was here. This was her first time staying at a haunted location.
Yes, it was.
And you can give us a little story about what it was like the first time you heard the growl and you heard the mommy and what it was like going to sleep here last night.
Well, I could not go to sleep. I laid in bed for an hour while my boyfriend twitched and carried on.
That was Jerry the Ghost Hunter.
Yes. And at one point I did scream for Sean.
Yeah.
Sean!
A lot of women do.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They need somebody to give them hairstyling advice.
That's great. Uh-huh. That's great. That's true.
Until they get them, then they're like...
Thanks, Bonnie.
I love Appreciate you.
Sean!
But just like Bonnie said earlier, you do try to rationalize it in your head. Like, of course, when I heard Mommy, that's when Nathan and Jarrett was in here with the equipment. And I... started thinking, was that Nathan or was it Jared? Are they messing with something?
This is Amy. She's never experienced anything.
Nothing.
Like this.
Nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The growl scared me. Very much. Very much. At first, I didn't know if it was something dragging across the floor or if it was something growling. But it was a growl. We heard it 3 times. And yes, at one point I did have to hold Bonnie's hand.
Because Bonnie was scared.
I tried to talk her into sleeping into the attic last night.
I gotta say, Bonnie slept in the attic by herself.
Yes,
Amy.
She did. Yes, she did.
I wouldn't do that.
No. But you would be proud of me. I was up in the seance room when
Is
you.
Is anybody else getting a burn smell right now?
No. I do smell something.
No.
Okay, it's just me then.
I smell something.
All right,
I think Sean's thinking, so...
Oh, that could cause a burning smell.
Yeah.
But I was in the seance room with Jerry and the paranormal.
Did you hear that?
What was that?
Did you hear that?
What was that?
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Well, it was the growl.
What was that, guys?
That was another growl.
I smelled the doctor in the front room, and I called her in to smell it.
Okay, everybody listening around the world right now, what we just experienced, I don't know what the time is, but that was a growl.
That would be 10:39 that occurred.
Yep. That's right. Live on the Ghostman and Demon
Just
Hunter
before
show.
That growl occurred, the lady smelled the cologne in the front room, where I smelled something burning back here in the corner of the dining room.
Nathan did. He smelt burning, and then we got the growl guys live on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
And Amy looks like she's about to run
away.
Yeah,
freak out.
Stroke out. Stroke out.
It's starting to happen, guys.
I'll hold your hand again.
Thank you. You're so good to me.
I know.
Did you guys hear that? Go ahead and respond in the chat room. Let us know if you heard that.
I just want to say I think it's great that with all the men around here, when the girls get scared, they come to me. I don't know what that says about you boys, but...
It says we're too busy doing a radio show.
But
who's ever growling
you
out there? Bring us some more growls. Bring us some more voices. Tell us what's going on. There was just a big growl that just shook the floor again.
Rachel, if you're here with us, we'd love to hear from you, baby, on the radio show. Sweetheart.
Everyone in the chat room heard it.
Oh, cool. We like that. But We're hoping for a little more. We got 20 minutes left of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. We can't be quiet for that 20 minutes because we need to entertain while we talk.
Guys, let me tell you something. From coast to coast, there's the only radio show that will bring you live ghost activity that's going on right now, and that's the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, and we just brought it to you, baby. How you feel?
With right my now, hands. How do you feel?
Right now at this particular moment, but...
I have to say, someone sat on my bed last night while I was sleeping, too.
Well, that's right. There were a few different incidents. You were saying that you left your light on, Amy, and...
Yes. Well, at first, we were going to leave our bedroom door open, and that was a straight view for the stairs for me, which
Lights just flickered. Lights went low.
Which I didn't want any part of, so we ended up closing the door. I did sleep with the light on when I did eventually fall asleep, because... Again, I laid there for about an hour praying for Sean to come and get me. So
I usually pray
for... I'm your knight in PJs.
Yes.
I'm usually praying for Sean to get through one more show.
No, you don't understand. Me and Amy was in bedrooms next to bedrooms, and we were both, like, couldn't sleep. So
and our you and Amy were sleeping were next to each other.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we were not. We were in bed with our loved ones, but they decided they wanted to go to sleep, so I thought, well, maybe I should go be with Sean.
So, guys, get in the chat room right now. Tell us what you thought you heard, because you heard what we hear. That's when it first starts happening. It's that growl or that dragging sound. Let us know. Was it a growl? Was it a drag? What was it?
We also, so you heard that, but you closed your door eventually.
Yes, we did. And I did hear a few taps or pops or cracks, but I didn't hear any like, whispering or anything like Sean said he heard.
Now, Bonnie Jo stayed in the attic, and you were saying somebody sat on the edge of your bed.
Well, there were about... I was exhausted when I went to bed last night, so I really didn't care much what happened, but, While I was sleeping, it woke me up out of my sleep about two or three times, it felt like someone sat on the bed by my feet. And if I moved my feet over, it was like dented in, and I was just like, whatever, I don't care. And I rolled over and went back to sleep.
Now, was it a sexual encounter? Like,
You know, I can't. It was kind of like spending the night with you.
Right. So it was a sexual.
So it was sexual, but unsatisfying.
I didn't feel anything. Thanks, is what I'm saying.
That's my co-host. Thanks, Nate.
I'm just saying I didn't feel anything, that's all.
So it was like Sean. Yeah, okay.
Well, I got mine.
Frank thinks it was your stomach. Shelley said it sounded like a rumble.
Okay.
Well, I got to tell you, Frank, the lights, guys, just went dim here again in the dining room. That was not my stomach. Thank you very much. but you guys are good. You guys are good.
We do have Sean's stomach on tape from
last
night.
Yes, we do. So you can compare and contrast.
Yes.
That was not it, guys. Let me tell you, that is the stuff that we've been hearing all last night. You guys got to hear it first here on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. How do you feel?
With my hands for the last time. How do you feel?
Yeah, I want to know how they feel. I've never tuned into a radio show. Let's give it. Let me push the mic back like 5 feet. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me? I don't want to offend anybody. Okay, this is also my radio show.
Your voice goes really low, so I turn the mic up to keep you in, and then your voice goes really high.
That's great. That's great. We got like 15 minutes left. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna say, guys, what do you think's going on here at Whispers?
That's Sean's whining like a little baby about the microphone.
That's great. You want to go to war here on the air?
Okay,
we'll do that. But anyway, guys, we are live here at Whispers, and that happened. That was not my belly. That was not Nathan's belly. Nothing that happened. That's the stuff that's going on. So chime in. Let us know what you think it was.
I know when I slept down here in the living room while I was down here, and I felt like somebody pushed me twice on the bed, waking me up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And you said you were up in your room and you heard talking again outside
of
your room.
And I felt pressure on my feet when I was sleeping in Rachel's room.
So it's, Stacey K's like, you didn't tell me that. I'm not sleeping up there again.
Stacey K, guys.
Stacey, you
want to
sleep in the attic with me? Yes. Okay. I'll hold you.
There's going to be a slumber party up in the attic of all the girls.
I'm not going to sleep tonight, guys. I'm staying up all night trying to get you guys the cutting edge stuff that's going on. But you guys just heard the first paranormal activity on the air that I know of, live.
Well, I keep hearing little things.
You hear that?
Yeah, I keep hearing little things and wondering what that is.
Did you guys just hear that?
No.
So Bonnie didn't hear it, so...
Listen. There's footsteps, guys, upstairs right now.
There are people upstairs investigating.
Is people upstairs investigating. I doubt they're running a triathlon.
They're in the attic right now. Okay.
There's footsteps going on the second floor right now, guys. Chime in. Let us know if you hear that. There is stuff going on here, guys. I'm telling you. And we're bringing it to you live.
You know, it's we're getting ready to wrap up for this evening. We got about 14 minutes left of the show. We're hoping Rachel will make a vocal appearance before we're done tonight.
Rachel, are you here? We'd love to talk to you, baby.
But we are sitting here in the beautiful dining room in the beautiful Whispers Estate bed and breakfast. We've been here for, this is our second night. I may stay a third night tomorrow. I haven't decided yet about that, but then I'll be here all by myself. I don't know if I can do it. Should I be here all by myself?
It'd just be Nathan.
I won't be here to hold your hand.
I know. So. I don't know what I'll do. Actually, I may head back to Connecticut just so that I can get home one day earlier. But if I am here, that'd make an interesting evening by myself.
Absolutely, it would.
But
you know what, Demon Hunter? I am so glad that we've done this show. And we offered these people, our listeners, a chance to tune in and listen to Whispers of State.
I think we should be grateful to our listeners for coming here and listening to us. Not feel like we did something great for them. This is like an experience for everybody involved. Sean's mad at me now because I interrupted the speech.
No, absolutely, guys. Grateful for us, grateful for you, whatever. I'm glad you got to hear a piece of Whispers Estate because I love this place, guys. I wanted to bring you here with us, and you got to hear a little taste of it. And it's still happening. We still got how many minutes?
We've still got about 13 minutes.
13 minutes, guys. We got it going on. And this is for you. We came here. Nathan drove 14 hours. We drove down here in the snow. And we set up our equipment. And we went live for you guys. And you heard it live. Live on our show.
Amanda just got a text message saying that they're in the attic and they're hearing a lot of activity in the seance room area.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on up there?
He didn't say. There's stuff going on.
There you go, guys. They're hearing a lot of stuff. We got investigators all through the house. And they're picking up stuff in the seance room, which is on the third floor of Whispers Estate. And
there's actually going to be people staying in the seance room tonight, I understand, from Shadows Paranormal. They're going to be up there. And because that's another spirit that's been seen here in the house, right, Jared? They call him Big Black.
Yes.
Seems to be like a tall black figure mm-hmm. that moves through the house.
Yes, and that seems to be an area that he kind of monitors, you know, and is seen in a lot.
He's the one that knocked John's head off his head.
I gotta say, if you guys love ghost hunting as much as I do, you're glued to the headset right now. You guys listen to every peep and groan in this house. And this is an amazing broadcast that we're doing right now.
The chat room wants you to sing a nursery rhyme and see if you can get Rachel to respond.
They do? Who wants me to do that?
Shelly.
Okay, Shelly, I'm gonna do this for you. Jarrett Marshall, the owner of the house, what nursery rhyme do you want me to sing?
She seems to respond a little bit to Ring Around the Rosie.
Okay, we're going to wait till people come down the stairs. We're going to wait till it's quiet. And I am going to do this for you guys because I love you. I love you to death. Everybody's okay. Downstairs. We're going to wait
till... Knocking and growling upstairs.
You're hearing growling upstairs.
Knocking and growling.
Knocking and growling, guys, upstairs is what's happening right now. You got to remember.
The same time we heard the growling here, they heard it upstairs.
Really? Okay. You got to remember, we are on the first floor, guys. We got investigators throughout the house that are bringing us updates of what's going on. This is about the witching hour, I guess you would say, for Whispers Estate. This is when it starts happening. You guys heard the first kickoff, the punt, if you will, live on the air. And I'm going to sing Ring Around the Rosie.
Do you want assistance or no?
Huh?
Do you want assistance or no?
Who said that?
I did.
Do you want Bonnie to sing with you?
It makes no difference, Bonnie and Joe.
Oh my God, sing, Sean. I love you.
All right. You guys ready for this? We're going to go. Everybody quiet. Ring around the Rosie. Pocket full of posies, ashes. You guys hear that?
Is someone upstairs?
They're not moving.
Are people coming downstairs? What's that?
They're in the attic.
Two people up in the attic?
In the science room.
Okay, we're going to start over again, guys. What you just heard could have been paranormal. I don't think so. We had an investigator come down the stairs. So we're going to start over right now. Ring around the Rosie. Pocket full of posies. Ashes. Ashes. Everybody together. We all fall down.
Nothing yet. So, but maybe that will stir something up that we'll get in the last 8 minutes of the show here.
Possibly.
Listening for voices at Whispers Estate. It's what you do. Of course, we have headphones on, so we hear everything, like, on the...
And, of course, our listeners have already heard some of that we've heard here at Whispers. They've heard the dragging sound.
Let's in the last few minutes we have here, Sean, we can play them some of the stuff that...
Yeah, let's do that.
We've gotten here in the past. This is a clip from Sean Burris's first trip here to Whispers Estate of some of the voices he's captured.
Ashes don't fall down.
Oh my God, it's Ring Around the Rosie. That was Ring Around the Rosie.
Okay, and that was the first time Ring Around Rosie seemed to pull people out when Sean was here.
Yeah, yeah.
Moving on, this is also, I think, from your first or your second trip here, Sean. We'll give it a listen to.
Yeah, okay.
Ashes, ashes, you'll fall down.
So that was when Rachel seemed to reply to your actually saying...
Absolutely, Demon Hunter. That was Ring Around My House, and that was from our very own sweetheart, Rachel, her resident ghost here at Whispers Estate, Mitchell, Indiana. You hear that?
What was that? Well, the clicking, is that from one of the...
That's from the stove, right next to the kitchen. Rachel, if you're here with us, can you show us a sign? We're getting cues that some of the team are hearing footsteps upstairs again, Demon Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So we're listening, guys. We know Dead Air Kills Radio, but this place is so amazing. We want you guys to hear this. It's... come out for yourself. Experience it, man. WhispersEstate.com. Talk to Jarrett Marshall. Get a room. Come out here. It's amazing.
We can move to the third clip I have here, Sean.
Let's do it.
For our friends to listen to. I think this was from your second trip here.
I'm freezing.
Yes.
That's, I think, what they call the baby, isn't
yeah,
it, Sean?
Yeah, it was. It sounds like a bird, guys. And, you know, Jarrett Marshall has the bird Rayburn here, but it was not Rayburn. It starts out as a loud screech, and then it starts into a baby cry. That's how it carries out.
Yep. And, you know, one of the things that people...
Do you hear that?
That was the front door.
Was that the front door? Do you guys smell that right now?
No.
I smell, I smell the doctor. I smell the shaving cream, so.
All right, let's move to clip four here. We're getting ready to wrap up. That's the front door again. Let's move on to clip four. This is a 16-second clip of, again, I think, Sean's second trip here.
You're okay.
And that was the second trip to Whispers Estate?
Yes, it was!
And that again with the baby, right? And this is our last clip we have from your previous trip, Sean.
Let's do it, Nathan. Play it.
Then we'll
do it raw, baby.
That was not for this.
No, it was not. Shh!
I love that, and you get that a lot when you listen to people's EVPs here at Whispers Estate.
You know what, dude? We come on here week after week, and I try to stress the fact that Whispers Estate. If you guys want to see paranormal activity, you want to hear it, come out to Whispers Estate, WhispersEstate.com, guys. I cannot stress that enough because it happens. It's happened tonight. While we're on the air live with you guys, what do you think it'll do when you're here?
So we're going to, I think we're going to wrap up in just a minute there, Sean. So
you think so?
I think so.
Well, okay, we can do that, guys. But I just want to tell you, what a great night. What a great night to be at Whispers. What a great energy level. And I just want to thank all our listeners from here in the United States and around the world for joining us on a great special edition from Whispers Estate, guys. You won't get this anywhere else, Demon Hunter.
It's been an awesome night. We have to thank Jarrett Marshall.
Absolutely.
Owner and operator of Whispers Estate. It's been fabulous to be here.
He is our friend. He is our brother. And he has allowed us to come in here and do this. Thank you so much, Jarrett.
Thank you.
And we're not done. We're going to be here all night long recording and jotting down more information. And hopefully it'll be a wild and crazy night here at Whispers Estate. Rachel will make her appearance yet again.
It's already started.
It's already started, so we've got high hopes for the evening. We're going to be here with Shadows Paranormal. Thanks to Shadows Paranormal for being here with us.
Absolutely.
Helping us out with the investigating.
What's the website for Shadows?
Shadowsofindiana.com.
And our thanks, our love, and our ever-dying admiration to Bonnie Jo.
Absolutely. Yay.
When we do these
Tiki.
Things.
Tiki! I can't say it. It's the Jarrett Marshall phrase.
We wouldn't be able to do these events without our lovely Bonnie Jo.
No, we wouldn't. She is a sister to me, you know that, and she is like family to this show. And there is no other person in the world that would co-host the show with us, Demon Hunter, like she does.
Nobody who would come that close to us.
No doubt.
I don't think there's anyone that would keep coming back.
That's true.
But it's that time, Sean. We got to thank everybody for joining us here tonight for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Absolutely, little brother. Guys, live from Whispers Estate, we gave you your first taste of live paranormal activity while you listen. And be sure to check out our website, guys, at www.ghostanddemon.com and log into our forums because we really want to hear from you.
And don't forget, if you missed any part of this or any Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show, you will be able to catch it at Planet Paranormal, Podcast Alley, Podomatic, iTunes, Mediafly, Podbean, Blueberry, Podcast Pickle, ParaX.com, and the Black Vault Radio Network, not to mention the Podfeed community. Next week, I don't have all the information for next week, but we will be back next week, live, back in our studios. We love having you come and listen to us every week. We can't wait to hear from to have you in our chat rooms and hear from you again.
And guys, hopefully we'll be able to share with you the stuff that we get tonight live at Whispers. Hey, don't go changing, Ghost Hunters. You know we won't. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Night-night.
So say good night to the bad guy.